Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it.
Can't do it alone,
need some help, y'all. Can't do it alone, yeah. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it for
me, some help, y'all.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I want to welcome you to a very special Every Man Standing in His Place, because tonight I am being joined by Brother Calvin Ball. Now, Brother Ball is an operations manager on the front line, helping to protect us from COVID-19. So at this time, we would just like to say good evening to Brother Calvin Ball. Hallelujah. Good evening, Brother Ball. So welcome to Spirit Alive. Welcome to Every Man Standing in His Place.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to be here today. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Ball, you know, you would have to have been living under a rock not to hear something, see something continuously about this COVID-19 virus. But now we are well aware that here in the African American community, we do not have proper testing. Therefore, we feel like, and other things, so we feel like as a people, we are not being given the information for us to make educated decisions about whether or not to send our children back to school, to go to return to worship, or even to go to a restaurant. Now, Brother Ball, you are on the front lines. So I want you to weigh in on that right now and just tell us what's really going on with this virus.
Well, it's a virus that is not a good one, as we know. Our death tolls today is up to 175,000. We have about 5.6 million cases as of today, within the last hour. And we've been seeing the death rate tolls totaling a minimum of 1,000 plus a day. And anytime that they can systematically, an algorithm system that can tell you or give you a range of death of totaling what's up to 200,000 by, as you see, we already have 175, so we're about 25,000. We're losing 1,000 people a day. That's not hard for you to calculate, but that's 1,000 people a day. So within 10 days, that's 10,000 people. 20 days, that's 20,000 people. Well, by the end of the month, that's why they can calculate, saying that it's going to be up to 200,000 by the end of September. And then we'll be up to 200 plus going into October and November. They got a higher number of what the death toll will be in the cases actually spreading. And that the question is that this virus, as we call it, that it's supposed to have been transmitted out of China over to the U.S. and it was attracted from overseas here, and you see it spread around the world. It's just not here in the U.S., but it actually spread around the world. So that means you have a lot of bodies that's traveling that have this virus bedding inside of their system that doesn't show any signs, doesn't have any fevers, doesn't have anything. So it's hard to trigger it. And the only way we can really get a grip of this invisible, what I call killer, is we got to have to be responsible, and that is having proper testing. Every person in the United States needs to be tested. Everyone needs to have this test. I've been tested myself, and my, thank God, came back positive. My mom, my sisters, my one of my baby brothers got attracted COVID-19. That's because he was in working. He's a correctional officer for San Quentin Prison in San Quentin, and he got contracted by the inmate of San Quentin. And if you're in the United States or around California, you see that in San Quentin was a bedded house. The state prison is a bedded house for infested of COVID-19 right now. A lot of prisoners and guards died because of this virus that we can't see. It's an invisible virus. And what people don't understand is, especially us African American, because it's the population of us is the one that's taking it. Now, it's tolling everybody, but it's more accessible, attracted to African Americans. Unfortunately, we get it more because of the population where we live and the way some how people live. But the thing, like I tell my family, I keep my family protected. I spray my family homes. I keep disinfecting with me all the time. I keep my hands sanitized all the time because that's where we at now in this world that we live in. We're never going back to normal. So when people say, well, what is normalcy? Well, what is it? The last normalcy we had was back in March. So whatever you can remember back in March that was normal, then that's normal. But right now, the age of where we're going and how this invisible disease is going, we're going to have to keep ourselves wearing masks. We're going to keep ourselves constantly being sanitizing ourselves and being careful, because what people don't understand about this COVID, because we have a misconception, and this is what a misconception is. people think that you catch COVID by someone else sneezing or someone else coughing, but that's true, but it's not true. For what my business does, my company is called Ball Express Sanitation Solutions. And my website that you are more welcome to check out to get a full understanding of what we do and how we do. My motto is so different from all these other companies that call themselves disinfecting. My motto and my business model is totally different. But my website is Ball, B-A-L-L, X, like X-ray, P-R-E-S-S.com. Once again, it's Ball, B-A-L-L, X is an X-ray, P-R-E-S-S.com. And when you go to my website is very simplistic. It will show you the solutions, proprietary solutions that we use, especially it kills 99.99% of bacteria, viruses, including COVID-19. Again, our misconception is that people thinking that for you to catch COVID-19 is because someone else has it, they sneeze or they cough. That is true. But the most effective part that people don't really realize where this disease is mostly attracted to is surfaces, all your touch point areas. What I mean by that, you get in and out of your car every day, you're touching something. You turn on your faucet every day, you're touching something. You are taking showers every day, you're touching something. You're cooking in your kitchen on your surface, on your granite top surfaces. That's where all these viruses and molds live, in surfaces and all the touch points that we do, like you driving your car, your steering wheel, your gear shift leveler. All of them is touch points, is where germs live and they lie at. And people have the exception, well, in order for you to catch COVID, you got to have somebody with COVID. They got to sneeze on you, a cough. No, that's not true. You pick up majority of COVID. It's picked up by surfaces that we touch. So when you touch it, you happen to scratch your face or your eyes itching, and now all of a sudden you're passing the germs from one location to another location, and it spreads in your body. Now, when someone does cough, and the reason why they say they want us to stay 6 feet distant, because if somebody do sneeze and they do cough, the cough does carry itself past 6 feet. So that's why they keep you telling you to keep the distance. Now, if you sneeze, your sneeze can travel more than 6 feet because of the droplets that's being sprayed in the air by the sneeze when you sneeze. We can't see these droplets because they are invisible. They are contagious because it is airborne, and that's what people don't understand. It is airborne as well. So you think because somebody sneezes and they walk away, you go behind them and didn't know that they sneezed. Next thing you know, you're contracted by it because it's airborne. You're breathing it in. So when you breathe it in or you touch something, now you're being contaminated. So what people don't understand is that, well, I disinfect my house every day. I disinfect. You know what? That's true. I'm not knocking you about that. But this is the thing. You can disinfect your house or your car every day. But this is the point. If I have a virus, the virus means it's living cells, living within me. So that means if you sanitize something, a doorknob, and I come in the same door that you just sanitized 5 seconds ago, and if I'm carrying a virus and I have a virus, guess what? I just contaminated that whole door again. Why? Because I have a virus. I have an antibacterial virus. So now that means that that section is being contaminated. So anything I touch is being contaminated. So I get these questions because I have treated customers with COVID-19 that have COVID-19. And when you are quarantining, and they tell you to stay within your house for 14 days of quarantine, what happens is when you're carrying a virus a closed area, what happens is the contamination, because you're breathing it, you're spreading it because you're touching things, you are touching everything in your house. So by you carrying a virus that is antibacterial, that is a virus, guess what? Every time you touch the doorknob, every time you touch the sink, every time you turn on your watch, your wash and dryer, or every time you open up your refrigerator with the antibacterial virus cells that you are spreading, it's all over the surfaces and all over your touch point area. So that means that even though you quarantine, you also, your space that you're living in is being contaminated. So the only way you can be free of that contamination, you have to have your house disinfected. You have to have your house disinfected. The difference between for what I do, unique, is different than what someone else does, because my business model, we do what they call APT testing. And what APT testing is, it's called APT testing, and we use what they call an APT illuminator. And what that does is they use this a lot in the surgical industry or the medical, and they use it in the food chain. So it's a swab. I swab all your touch point areas in your home. I swab your walls. I swab your light switch plate. I swab your surfaces. I swab your refrigerator. Once I put that swab back into the illuminator, the illuminator will give me the contamination levels of where your contamination is in your home or in your facility or in your business, in your commercial business, in your rental property, in your Airbnb, in your car. It will give me the contamination levels within 10 seconds. So when that reading come back and I show you what your contamination levels are, so when we come in and we treat your facility or home, I show you the reading before, and once we apply our treatment, we do a two-step treatment. We do a pre-spray, and then we come back with a coating, which is called Prevent. And I shared the video with Bishop, and she's supposed to put it up, and you're more welcome to see this video that's on her posting to see exactly what my service it is and what we do, what my solution does, and what all that it protects you from. And that
now,
when we put this, yes, I'm sorry, Brett.
No, go ahead, finish your sentence, and then I'll ask my question.
Okay, so when we put this coating on top of our pre-spray, that coating is good for 90 days. So that means if anyone that comes behind, once we treated your property or facility or gym or restaurant or whatever it may be, but once we apply our solution to that, if you're sick and you got a cold or you got the flu and you touch something and we already applied our treatment service to it, you don't have to worry about that because we put in a coating on it that fights 24/7, 7 days a week. It kills for germs and antibacteria and mold for 90 days.
Okay.
Now, it can last longer than 90 days as long as you keep your proper disinfecting or wiping things down and doing your normal cleaning that you should be doing, keeping yourself sanitized. As long as you keep that up, it'll last a little longer than 90 days. But it is a protection that you do have that you can protect yourself in every which way that you can.
Very good. Now, Brother Ball, in talking to me yesterday, you were telling me that a lot of these schools, restaurants, et cetera, they do not use the same process that you do. So, you know, and you're saying it's airborne. So, you know, we're thinking, okay, they want our kids to go back to school and they're opening restaurants. How safe do you feel that is? Are they truly sanitizing in a way that it's safe for us to, you know, send our kids to school or go have a meal? What's your take on that?
Well, I was at a restaurant yesterday, and I do go to restaurants, but at the same time I go to restaurants, I also sent you a video of have a mobile humidifier, electrolyzed water into a special water that I put it into this humidifier, and as I'm eating in the restaurant, I have the humidifier on. And what the humidifier does, it kills anything around airborne that comes close to, once I turn that thing on, I'm eating my food, it kills anything and protects me from any type of airborne driplets around me as I'm eating. I'm protecting myself as I'm eating. Now, your question is, if a restaurant is Red Lobster, they does supposedly wipe down their seat. They're using some type of ammonia or some type of bleach or whatever product that they use that they're using to wipe their seat down and make sure the table is clean. But the solution that they're using is just only to kill whatever antibacteria that they're wiping off the surfaces right then and there. But if I'm sick and I'm coming to sit down and I'm eating, then that means the germs that I'm sick with, I just left it back there at their table. Now, their table, the solution that they use is completely different from what I use as a treatment, but their services, the solution that they are using to wipe down their seating, they're doing what the guidelines is, but is it actually protecting you? Yes and no. It's not a treatment service like we provide. It's totally different. They just wiping down the surfaces for whatever the solution they're using is then to give you a sense of mind that they're sanitizing, but they're sanitizing, like I said again. They can sanitize and clean, but if I'm sick and I got an antivirus and I got the flu and I took something, guess what? What they just wiped down just got contaminated again because they're not using the process that I use. They're not using the nanotechnologies I use, nor are they using any type of protection to fight the surfaces for 24 hours, 7 days a week. They're not using that. They're only using whatever simple stuff, whether it's bleach, whether it's ammonia, whether it's pine salt, whatever it is they're using. They're not using what I'm using. What I use is strictly proprietary, that which my product is on, which is the most important thing. It is on the CDC list, and it is on the N list, and it is EPA approved. Them is the most key component important in my business that I make sure that all of my customers are safe, we are safe, and I'm providing a safe environment so they can provide for their staff to be safe. But just because somebody said that they sanitize and they wiping something down, yes, they is wiping it down, but if I'm sick again and I'm just using the flu, because everybody, we all had the flu, so you understand what I mean. So if you're coughing without putting your hand, without putting your, the proper way of coughing is putting your arm over your mouth, not putting your hand or over your mouth and sneezing inside your hand, because that's so nasty and germy that as soon as you touch something and you touch the surface and you touch your handle, guess what? Them germs you just sneezed up in your hand, where you think it's going? They're going right down to whatever you're touching it. That's where it goes. It's like pumping gas. I like using this scenario. If you go to a gas station and you pump gas, you know how many hands that gas pump touch a day? Somebody could have COVID, somebody can be sick, somebody can have a flu, somebody can have whatever disease, HIV, whatever they got, SARS, whatever they touched, that's what they left it at. And then that means the next person come behind them, guess what? They got it. So a lot of times germs is picked up, not so much airborne so much, but it's picked up by surfaces of touching.
Very good. Now you have I've heard you say two things that I have never heard before. One, we have never heard that you could get these humidifiers with this electrolyte water. I was speaking to some people and asked them, have they heard of this? None of us had ever heard of this. So could you tell us some more about that and how we can, like, personally protect ourselves, like with the water and et cetera?
Yes. Okay. This is going to, I'm going to make it plain in layman terms because it is scientific, but I'm going to break it down in layman terms that we all can relate to and understand. So what electrolyzed water is, it's a machine that I have. Looks like a computer. It plugs underneath my sink. So now we're using the scientific, we're using pH, which is the water that comes from the faucet. Your pH levels, okay, it depends on how high your pH level is, whether it's 5, 6, or 7. But you can measure pH which is the water that comes out your faucet, is an instrument that you can measure that the levels of the pH of the water. So now we've taken this machine. It is a calibrated machine. It looks like a computer. I buy this hydrogenized 10-pound bag of salt, and you take the salt and you put it into this machine. Looks like a computer. It has a drawer. It slides out. You fill it up. You slide it back into the computer. You turn on you hit the button on the computer. You turn on your water, your faucet. And when you turn on your faucet, of the salt, but we don't see that when we see salt. So when we eat salt on your food, you put it on your steak, you put it on your salad, you put it on whatever food that you like, because we like to taste the salt. Well, salt is good and salt is bad. Because you eat too much salt, it can mess you up. So, because it's acid, and that's what people don't understand. It's acid, but you don't realize it is acid. Salt is really acid. So salt, when you take the salt and I put it into the machine extracts the acid out of the salt. It extracts the acid from the salt. Now between the water and the extraction, it becomes what they call hydrochloric. That means the acid from the salt has just been created with water. It became hypochlorous. Hypochlorous acid become electrolyzed water. And that's been approved by EPA, FDA, CDC, USDA, and HACCP. And what that does in out of all the common uses, they use it in veterinary clinics, hospital, medical facilities, dentists, public and private schools, daycares, libraries, shopping malls, gymnasiums, and it's 100% organically natural. It kills 99.99% of all known dangerous pathogens, including COVID-19. It kills it, but it's all 100% organically natural, electrolyzed, and they use it as disinfectant. And you can wash with it. I wash my mouth with it. You can have morning breath, and you can spray. I keep that with me all the time. I keep a bottle in my car. I gave bottles to my family so they can keep their hands sanitized, because you can spray with it. Every time I get out the car and I'm getting gas, I got a squirt bottle. I spray it in my hand. That's when I sanitize my hand. It doesn't make your hand all dry. I don't know if you guys use sanitizer, but if you use a lot of sanitizer, you know, yes, the sanitizer make your hand ashy. They get to ashing it up because there's too much of that, yes, oil in there. And it just makes your hand act well. With this organically natural water, it doesn't do that. So what I use it for, it kills instantly. It kills viruses on the spot. It's what they call a first-time killer, first-shot killer. So I spray it in my mouth if I'm eating sushi, if I'm eating salmon, fish, or something. My mouth smells kind of fishy. I spray it. It kills it on the spot. I put it in my microwave if I'm cooking something and it's kind of orderly. I spray it and it kills it on the spot. If I use it to wash my food, my grapes, my cherries, I love a lot of cherries and grapes. I wash it, my potatoes when I'm cutting up, making baked potatoes. That's what I use because it's organic, it's natural. So you can spray it in your mouth. It's no chemicals. Again, all 100% natural because you're taking water and you're taking extracting the acid out of the salt. And it's all natural. So it's nothing, that's nothing that you adding to it. It's nothing that you putting into it. It's all natural. And that's why they call it electrolyzed water, because it's been electrolyzed when the machine extracts that salt, the acid out of the salt when you put it in there. But it's common and it kills everything. It's good for hair, pet. You can wash your hair with it. You know, you can clean your closet, your toys, your flooring, you know, because it's all, yeah, natural. It's not something that you're adding or no chemicals that you're creating or mixing. And that's why they're approved by so many different agencies, because they know it's all natural. There's nothing, no ingredients that you're adding, no more but taking Mother Nature, which is the water, and you're taking the salt and you're creating hypochlorous acid, which is you can use to prevent yourself from getting sick or getting any type of virus or any type of antibacterial. And basically what I use the humidifier for, because I put that water inside of the humidifier, and sometimes I bought me a humidifier, a Bic's humidifier at Walmart. It costs you like $65. And I take that and I put a half a gallon into that humidifier, and I just turn it on and I disinfect my house and let it stay on all night, and it just hitting the air. And how I know that it goes through the air, because I do APT testing, I test swab the walls. So I may test the wall and see, is it getting over on the other side? And it gets on the other side just by the irritation of the flow of the humidifier. It's circulating throughout the whole, however big your space is. But you got to remember, if you live in a 5,000 square feet home and you got a little humidifier, it's only going to go maybe about 1,500 square feet or 1,200 square feet. You have to have two or three or four of them to circulate through your whole house. But if you put it in your bedroom, yes, it will protect your bedroom. It will clean and disinfect your bedroom, and it will make you sleep better because it's killing any airborne germs that's in the air. You are killing it instantly. And the reason why we don't know is because they don't educate us to know these type of things. So the most sad part about it, that me and Bishop had to talk about this the other day, I taken a COVID test. My mom's sister taking a COVID test. We was in three different locations. One location was in Sacramento. Sacramento was at it was Cal Expo. You drive there, they had a facility where they would come out and they will take the swab, and they will swab your nose themselves. They will come out to the car and tell you to turn, and they will come out and they'll swab your nose. They'll swab it around each nostril 10 times, and then they'll put it into that swab. They will take the swab and put it into a capsule. They'll shake it up, and then they'll write your name down on it, and then they'll go ahead and process it. Okay? Now, in Las Vegas, because I traveled between California and Las Vegas, I went and I had mine done in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, what they did, they had everything laid on the table. Once you get it, you check in. They had all the tubing sitting on the table, alphabetical order. When they call your name up, you step up to the table. They'll tell you to grab the tube. They don't touch anything. They will walk you through everything. They'll tell you to grab the tube, wipe your hand. They'll give you sanitizer, sanitize your hand. They will give you the swab that you would peel from the paper, and they will have you swab your own nose yourself. You go around each nostril, as I said, 10 times on each side. They tell you to put it in really deep and snuggle around each time. I was almost choking because I put that thing in so much. But you end up, you swabbing it, you put it into the capsule. They would tell you they would get in contact with you 5 to 7 days. My results came back in 24 hours as negative. I was with a relative that just got theirs done in San Leandro, and I never seen nothing stupid like this in my life. However, we go to CVS. She had her appointment set for CVS. We in the car because it was a drive-thru. My cousin don't drive. So I gave her a ride over there for her to go get her test done. Now, what they do at CVS, when you drive through the car drive-through, they hand you a Ziploc bag, and then you take the Ziploc bag, and they got the swab, and they have this little capsule that you put the swab in, and basically that they have you do it yourself, but their swab was made different, and they had my cousin stick the swab in her nose instead of her twirling around like I'm telling her she should do. The lady's telling her, no, just put it in your nose and just let it sit there for 10 seconds and then do the other nose. I'm like, well, how are you supposed to get a culture of your saliva up in your nose if you just gonna let it sit to the side of your nose? It doesn't make any sense. It sounds crazy. So anyway, me and my cousin right. getting a little busy. Said, "Well, don't you see?" Well, she didn't tell me. I said, "Cuz, you should have swabbed your nose. You should have put that thing in there so deep till you almost choked like I did, and just swab it so you can get a good result." So as she did, once she put it back and she put it in this capsule, they don't touch anything. They say, "Oh, get out the car and go put it in this little mailbox." They got this little box. And they say, "Oh, wipe down that box and then put it in there." So they want you to sanitize the box. So otherwise, they have you do all the work. They ain't doing nothing. And I told my cousin, "So you know, cousin, I said, I really see why now that these testers, depending on the zip codes where you go to, they're giving you different types of tests. Because the test that you just did, this is stupid. The lady should have told you to put that thing in your nose and swab around your nose, around your nostrils 10 times for you to grab something up in there, because you got to make contact with something up in that snot or something up in that nose, instead of just having you just stick it in your nose and set it to the side. It doesn't make any sense. And then you wonder why they get these readings. Hers may come back that she's negative. She could be positive because of the error of the testing. It's error because zip code area, me and Bishop just talked about this the other day, it makes a difference. People don't realize that, but it makes a difference. Now, to shed some more light on this, if you go back to the subprime day, which is the mortgage days, and you remember when, like in the city of Oakland, you remember people from California, that they had what they call red line areas. They had red line areas throughout the United States, whether you're in Detroit, whether you're in St. Louis, or whether you're in California. Amen. They have what they call red line areas, okay? So in red line areas, they was not lending money to anybody in a low income zip code area. They would isolate you as a red line area, and you could not get any funding. So what makes you different from anybody else that lives in a different zip code that's maybe across the street, but yet on your side of the street, you can't get a loan because they said you're in a red line area? Who defines that? Who comes up with something like that? So when you talk about equality and equally, and on an even playing field, that ain't no even playing field. So we have to educate ourselves. We have to stay more proactive on ourselves instead of depending on the government. A lot of us people, they put their trust in the government. You got to put they ain't telling you the truth nowhere all the time. They gonna say what they want to say. Now, like I said again, if they can come on television and tell you systematically, algorithmically, and they can tell you within the algorithm of a computer model, saying that by the end of September we're gonna have 200,000 deaths, and as you see, we already at 175.
Right.
And we was at 163 last week.
Amen. We were. Go ahead, brother. Talk about it.
So these type of things, we have to be more proactive, and we got to take these things serious, because COVID has no color to anything. COVID don't care what color you are. Black, red, blue, or green. And if you get it, you get it. You know, so you have to take this as a serious and precaution yourself and take every kind of measurement. Now, I share another story. I had a client that called for my services at a senior citizen location, a senior citizen complex in Las Vegas. I went to provide the service, and basically I told them that I have something for you that can help you protect yourself more. But one of the clients said, "Well, Calvin, what can I do once your services, because I can't afford to keep getting your services, but what can I do to help protect myself?" I said, "Listen, this is what I'm going to do for you." I said, "Do you have a humidifier?" She says, "Oh, yeah, I do." I said, "Okay." I said, "I have some solutions, electrolyzed water, that you can put in your humidifier, and you can utilize it to sanitize and disinfect your home by using the humidifier." She says, "For real?" I said, "Yes, for real." And she ended up using it, and she slept with it. And she told me, "You know what?" She called me the next day and said, "Calvin, you know what? I even slept. See, for some reason, Calvin, it seemed like I slept better. It seemed like the air was a lot cleaner." I said, "It was cleaner because it killed everything that was in the air. Anything that's in your airborne, in your space, is destroying it. It's killing it." And she was like, just amazed. And now she buys the electrolyzed water. She buys the gallons of water, and she put it in an humidifier. So that's why, like I said, if I'm around people that, if I'm around a crowd, and if I had to ride with somebody, whether it's sister, cousin, I would take my portable humidifier, and I will turn that thing on, and I'll keep it up in that car. Now, like I tell them, now we can talk, but see, by me talking, and we in the car, and we talking, you ain't got on the mask, it's okay with me, because I got my humidifier on. That humidifier is killing everything. So every time you talk, it's killing everything coming out that mouth. So for me, you know, you know, it's okay, but I take precautions of everything. I take everything serious. This is not a game. There's too many people dying from this. And like I said, there's people dying. First they said, oh, it's not kids under 8 to 10. It's not as easy for them to carry the virus or get the virus. And guess what? Kids dying at 10, 12, 18. I know someone that knows someone, family, not me personally, but I know someone that I know that knows this person. Their son died at 17 in Las Vegas from school.
Man.
So
yes.
These type of things are serious, and there's nothing to play with. Nothing to play with.
Amen. Well, Brother Calvin, what I'm going to do at this time is before you, there's one more component that you're going to share with us, and that is how we can be proactive and get certified ourselves. But I'm going to take some questions from our listeners right now. If you're in the chat room, you can start. If you have a question for Mr. Ball, Brother Ball, please type your questions. If you are in the studio, family of God, y'all, you know who you are. If any of you have questions for Mr. Ball, feel free to ask the pressure ones now, because everybody is muted except for me, so I need to see if you have a question or you have a comment for Mr. Ball. Please, pressure ones. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm scrolling. All right. We're going to go to Prophetess and Apostle Holloway. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You have a question for Brother Ball or a comment?
Yes, I have two questions. My first question is, a humidifier, is that the same as a diffuser?
No, a humidifier, and you want to get a, let me make this, because it is a difference. You do have a warm humidifier that warms the water. That's what most people get. Mostly people that have a humidifier, they get the one with the, because they use still water, and what they normally get the one with that heats the water. So let me correct that. So the humidifier that you would need to have to use this electrolyzed water, disinfected,
okay,
you have to get the one that's a cold. It's called a cool humidifier, meaning that it doesn't get warm. It's just,
okay,
you just pour it in the, mm-hmm, you just pour it in the humidifier, turn it on, and it starts doing this thing. So you don't need the one that gets warm, the one that heats the water, because them, because I, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. But yeah, they do have two types of humidifier. They have the one that heats up as warm, and they have the one that's cool. You have to use the one to use my product. You have to use the one with the cool, because you don't need it warm. Because if you use it warm, you're destroying the disinfectant, because it's, like I said, the salt, the acid, the hydrocarbon, the extraction from the salt, if you heat it up, you're gonna dilute the water because of the heat.
Okay. Also, can you buy this electrified, you call it electrified water?
Yeah, electrolyzed.
Electrolyzed.
Yes.
I wrote it down up here, but I got a lot of writing going on. Okay. Now, we would buy the electrolyzed water from you, and
yeah,
you would tell us how to use this in the humidifier?
Yes.
Okay. And do you clean houses with your product?
Yes. Yes.
Outside of California? Do you come to Arizona?
Yes, I'm in Las Vegas. Yes, I just did some Airbnb properties about a couple of weeks ago, and the week before that I was at Big Bear Lake. But yes, I'm in Las Vegas. Yes, I do get calls out of Arizona. And I did go to Arizona a few weeks ago. So yes, I do come to Arizona. I worked with a property management company called Stone Creek. They wanted a national property management as well as Pinnacle. So they have properties mm-hmm. everywhere that they have and they need. I just did some servicing for them because they had two clients end up getting extracted COVID-19, and their place needed to be mm-hmm. sprayed, and they called for me to spray their apartment because they was quarantined for 19 days and they wanted the place clean, and they called me for my services to
mm-hmm.
you know, to come in disinfected.
Amen.
It's called Ball X.
Ball B A yeah B A L L with an X. You're gonna take the E off. So you're gonna put Ball B A L L X as in X-ray. P is in Paul. R is in Rooster. E is in Edward. S is in Sam. S is in Sam.com.
Thank you.
All
and
right.
If you go to my site, sister, you will see everything we do, the treatment service that we do. And if you go to service, when you click on, once you see the site, we use what they call in the industry, we use the best of the best. It's called the electric static sprayer. So we don't use a defogger. We use an electric static sprayer. That's the top of the line. So we use that electric static. We spray churches. And we use it for everything. What electrostatic sprayer does is, and I know you probably seen it on TV, but you just didn't know what it was. When you see it on CNN or some news showing you what they spraying in China, you see the man walking around in hazmat suits and their masks. That's what I use.
Yeah.
I only use that when someone is being contracted with COVID-19. I use that. But in a normal circumstance, I don't put on my hazmat suit unless somebody's been attracted to it. And then, or if I do it, APT testing, I look at the contamination levels in your home and I see the contamination levels really high, then I put on my hazmat suit just to protect myself. When you see on television, you see the Chinese over in China, you know, spraying, and it looked like they spraying in the air because they're using an electrostatic sprayer. And what electrostatic sprayer does, it electrifies the static of the spray, and the spray locks to anything 360 degrees. So I can point at your chair, and at the same time I'm pointing at your chair, I'm also spraying in back of your chair by pointing in front of your chair, because it gravitates to anything, stick to anything. Electrostatic grabs anything and everything. That's why they call it electrostatic sprayer. So I don't have to spray the front and the back. I just need to spray the front because it's doing a 360 automatic once I put it in the air. It sticks to anything and everything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Apostle
also,
Beta. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, just one of the Bishop is that, like I said, that video, I don't know what Bishop posted that video of. I just
it's
had
on
that
my wall.
Done.
It's on my wall.
On
it's
her
on
wall.
Their wall.
You,
yeah.
Okay, so if you look at the video will show you everything, the process of what we do, everything from A to Z.
All right. Apostle Zeta, you had some questions for Brother Ball?
Yes, I'm on. It was very interesting to me because I do child care.
We don't know about you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do child care. And anyway, I just want to make sure that everything is okay in my house. Huh. I've been using Otaban for a long time before the pandemic, and I spray it around. I wipe things off with it because it kills a lot of things. I don't know if it does COVID-19, but that's what I've been using. And when someone comes and someone leaves, I spray my porch, spray the entrance, spray areas in my home with it. So, you know, that's fine. It is a disinfectant, but, you know, I want to be sure. So so I'm interested.
Okay,
well,
so, like,
I'm
going to give you a good example. I did a daycare, okay?
Okay.
And what happens is the daycare, I can't say their name because of the HIPAA, and I can't say their name for confidentiality
okay.
either. But
that's okay.
they daycare got contaminated. Me myself as a businessman, I don't really care. I mean, let me take that back. I do care, but it's not my business to know whether the child extracted it or whether the teacher. I believe personally it was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But they had two people that got exposed to COVID-19, and they had to shut the school down because they wanted to play it precautionary cautious. They wanted to be safe. So
sure.
They ended up reaching out to us, and we went out and we treated. They was doing the same thing. They was using WinFact. They was using a product called WinFact. And the difference is, like I said, by what you're using and what they're using, yes, it does sanitize, but it's like I said, if somebody has a live virus and you wipe down, and if they touch it or they sit in it or whatever the situation may be, your area just got contaminated again. And that's where the difference of it is.
Right.
So what happens is that when we went out and we sprayed, and we pre-spray and we put that coating on top, then then you're good. And as long as you keep doing what you're doing, using whatever product that you're using to wipe down, keep it wiped down, you're good. I mean, it'll last you for a while as long as you keep doing what you're doing. So what
sure.
it happened was she had to shut her school down because she was trying to be safe. She had to send out emails to all the parents and, notify them that, this is the situation, what's going on. And now the parents are starting to trip out about, bringing their kids back to school. And she wants to be able to give them just a good thoughtful that she remedied the situation.
Right.
And that's where we came in at to make sure that she had that peace of mind that she can give to her tenants, her people.
Clients.
Her clients, yeah, so.
That's great because there's a child care home not far from me, kind of around the corner, that got closed up right at the beginning of the pandemic. So I've been fortunate. we've been
yes,
fortunate.
Amen. You've been blessed. Yes,
blessed is the word. But I still, would be interested. In more protection.
Amen.
I mean, more
Amen.
Protection. More protection is better than no protection. That's what I tell people all the time. A lot of times people, I can't even say the client's name, but I had a big company that in Las Vegas they got over 100 facilities of these little small casinos, and I had a meeting at corporate, and I cannot believe sometimes people would think more about the money then you're thinking of the lives of your customers and your own staff
yes.
and your own facility,
right.
And you rather penny pinch than having a protection. But you tell me, oh, they sanitizing, but yet you got your facility got an odor because they smoke and you can smell the odor and wiping down, playing them casinos, touching everything. And even though your staff is wiping it down, disinfecting it with whatever solution y'all are using, but it's not remedying the situation because, like I said, again, if someone is sick or been exposed, they don't know that they have it, and they come back and they touch something, the services or any touch point area, and that's what people don't get it. They keep thinking, oh, you got to be sick or they got the cough on you, they got the sneeze. No, all of this is an illusion. The key thing is all your touch point areas that you touch every day. It's your high points, your low points, it's everything you touch every day. So guess what? If you have the symptoms, and you are exposed to COVID-19, guess what? Your car got it. You touching your gearshift. You touching your steering wheel.
Right.
That's what people don't understand. They thinking that they got the sneeze on you, they got the cough on you, they got the wheeze on you. No, you're totally wrong. It's a total, total wrong.
Sure.
And that's the problem that we're not being properly educated about, especially African-Americans, because they take this as this is just a hoax. It ain't no hoax. If you're dying,
no.
It ain't no hope. If you got 170,000, 175,000 people dying already since March, this ain't no hope.
No.
That's right. That's right. Now, Brother Ball, I want you to speak. We turn on our TV and they have this new term out now. They're calling it symptomless carriers. Is there such a thing as a symptomless carrier?
What they're saying is symptom carriers of what they're trying to say. Then it's just a bunch of names that they make up, and they make these things so scientific that they make it sound more than what, basically, to keep it in layman's terms, it's the carrier. It's someone that's carrying, that's not showing signs, but they embed it, and they have it, and they spread it. And that's what they're saying, but they're using scientific words and these big old words to make it that you just set a stand in layman terms. Look, if you got it, you got it. You know, if you got it, you don't know you got it, but you spread it. It's no different from, and you know, there's no different. I don't mean that, you know, you got to, but I got to keep it real, Bishop, you know me. But I'm just saying, there's no difference like this. Okay, and it's just like this. I just have to keep it real. There's no difference. See, what people say, look at it like this. You can have herpes. First, you can say, oh, you got herpes. So if you got herpes, I mean, you would attract the herpes. Your chances of you catching herpes is higher because you're not protecting yourself from the herpes. Now, if you tell somebody, you dating somebody, you ain't telling nothing about you got herpes. Next thing you know, you hear about they got herpes. Now you're like, oh, well, why didn't you tell me that? Well, why didn't you let me make that choice that you got herpes? You give me. So it's one of them kind of symptom types. You can be a bad carrier without knowing that you got it, and you spread it to somebody, and they happen to get it because their system is weaker than yours, and that's the whole key of how you take care of your body and how you take care of yourself. Now, if you sick and you a sickly person, of course you're going to have symptoms faster than somebody else that's not as much sick because your system is weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
going
to break down faster. So, of course, you know, and that's what people don't understand. They say, well, and that's why they thought, that's why they put this thing out that child is likely less to get it, and it turned out to be a bunch of bull crap because they do got it. They can carry and they can get it. So we see that now. But if you remember, the statement is coming from the president, oh, that's not, you know, this is not what can be because kids are likely less attracted, but that's not true now. That's not true.
Ah, no, that's true.
So now,
it's just like
your sister speaking, she got her daycare. Now, I don't know how many kids she got, but say her kids come in there. One of the kids' mama can have it. One of their daddies can get it. Maybe one of the kids got it, and the mama and them don't know. Because me, I'm just being straight up with you. I'm just telling you, this is where I am. My family say everybody got meters over here. I'm at my mama's damn house, visiting them now from Las Vegas. I have a meter I keep with me, my meter. I tell you quick, let me check your forehead.
Okay.
I hit that laser on that forehead. I take the temperature all the time. I take my temperature all the time. Okay? So that's just the way I am. People say, oh, man, you be overboard with this. Well, you can call it what you want. Now, I take my life serious, but I have the same thing. I take my meter. I take my temperature all the time. And I tell you quick, put your mask on. You can't get around me. Put your mask on. And I will spray you with Lysol. Just keep your mask on. You know, I do spray, so don't take it personal. That's what I tell them. My mama tell you quick, don't take it personal before you come in and spray yourself. So you know, that's just what we do.
You heard at the top, before the program started, you heard my mother, Mother Mitchell. And my mother has breathing problems, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds like to me that if you're older, you're also a senior citizen, this would definitely be something. This water, the humidifier,
all of that
would be definitely something that you might want to keep in your home. Are they cost effective? I know they can go to your website, but just for the sake of this conversation, are they? Because you know, many senior citizens are on fixed income, so can they get this at, you know, is it cost effective for them?
Yes. What I do with seniors is my mother's 88, so I keep my mother's this stuff. But the thing of it is that what I do with seniors is a gallon is like $50. And what I'm doing for senior citizens, I'm doing it for $35. We sell the gallons for $50, and I sell 1 gallon for senior citizens for $35. We sell it for retail for $50.
Okay.
So senior citizens are doing $35 for a gallon because they come in gallons. It's cheaper to get the gallons.
Amen.
I can't put together bottles, but it's cheaper to get the gallons than it is the bottles. So.
Amen. Well, now, thanks to God, you know, Bishop. Bishop doesn't allow any selling on her on this network. We don't beg and we don't sell. But in this instance, I wanted him to tell us because COVID-19 is taking us out. And especially, like he said, especially in our communities, because until I talked to Brother Ball, I didn't know anything about electrolyzed water. I didn't know anything about the humidifiers. You know, we haven't seen this on television. We don't hear people talking about it. So, you know, I asked him to come, and I asked him to give us this information because he's on the front line of COVID-19, and he's actually going into the homes, and he is actually working with these products to and things to make sure that we are safe. Now, it seems to me, Brother Ball, that since this epidemic, this pandemic, everybody's been making money. Clorox, Johnson & Johnson, everybody is making trying to make some kind of money off of this pandemic. But you said something that struck me, and I know that it speaks to your heart because I've watched you. I've always watched you with the young men at Jam Pro. I watched how you interacted with them, and you're always trying to bring young black and brown brothers up. And teach them things and help them to get ahead. Now, you were saying that there are opportunities for young African-Americans, middle-aged African-Americans to get involved and to be testers themselves, to be, you know, to be able to learn to do what you do?
Before we go there, I just got a spirit just touched me on something. And then But before I go there, what the spirit touched me with, I just want, if you don't mind, because I want them to see I'm just not someone that, you know, you just picked and said, hey, I want you to come on my show. If you don't mind, sister, can you explain to them how you met me, where you met me, and where, if you don't mind, I know you don't normally do this, but I'm just saying this is a testimony I just want them to hear on how we met and how you know of me and how you can speak of me. So if you don't mind,
okay.
I'm just saying I just got the spirit touching
me.
I don't mind telling you.
First of all,
I just want them to know they just didn't. You just didn't find me off the street. But I just want you to tell them. So just explain that to them. I just got a spirit just hit me. I just want you to explain to them. If you don't mind.
Now, family, you know when I go out there looking for anything, I keep it in the family. Brother Ball has been my brother for a while. I met Brother Ball at Jam Pro International. Brother Ball had the biggest contract in the entire company. Now, even though he had the biggest contracts in the entire company, I watched this brother give other people jobs. I watched this brother try to tell other young brothers what to do, what products to use, what was better, what was not. He handled his business, people, and he did it with integrity. He did everything on the up and up. He is not a shyster. He is not a flyby. You know me. I don't deal with people like that.
Amen. You sure don't. Amen.
I don't deal with, you know me. I do not play. If you're
That's
not right,
right,
you cannot be around Bishop Cook. I'm not going to deal with you. But this man, we went to lunch. We talked. We shared. We encouraged one another. He was one of, you know, he knew that I always had his back. If they were going to try to do something to him or something was coming down the pike, he could count on me. If there was something going on and I knew a big job was coming up or something, I make sure he knew about it. We have been brothers and sisters in Christ for over 10 years. I lost contact with this brother, But you know what? When we reconnected, it was like we were never separated. I've had a great admiration for this man because I've always admired the way he tried to bring the next man up. You know, he wasn't all about, let me make my money, let me get mine, let me do what I'm doing. Look, and I mean, one of the most, you know, the man drives a nice car. He had everything, but he was still blessing other people. He was still giving jobs away. He would go in behind people that messed up jobs and fix them.
Praise God.
You know, he is that go-to man. And so when he told me what he was doing on the front lines, cleaning up, you know, clean, sanitizing, sterilizing for COVID-19, I knew that when I brought him on the network, he was going to tell us the truth. Does he have a business? Yes, he does. You know what I'm saying? But this is my way of blessing him because he's blessing us with some information that I didn't know. Now, you may have known. I didn't know. So I just want everyone to know this is not some rank stranger that I pulled out of a phone book. This young man and I have a relationship, a brother and sister relationship in Christ. You know, he come and take me to lunch. Right. He come, you know, he's my friend. He's my brother and my friend. And
thank
as you,
you
know, as just like with the rest of you, I don't let anybody come on Spirit Alive that I don't trust.
Amen.
So if you're hearing the sound of his voice right now, that lets you know not only do I know he's who he says he is, I trust him. I trust what he says. He doesn't blow up stuff. He doesn't puff up stuff. He simply comes in and he does what he says he's going to do, and he's done. So if you go to his website, if you go to his website, Ball X like Xylophone Express, Ball Express, you're going to see all the products that he said he's got. He's got them. It's not going to be no, you order your product and it never comes. That's not the way this gentleman operates. So I praise God that I met him. He was a light spot in the company because, we were surrounded by so many people that were unchristlike, that were unethical, that were immoral, that he really just made it bearable many days for me to sit at my desk and do what I had to do. So for that, my brother, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so, well, thank you. But now I just had the spirit, and I had the spirit touch me on that one. But I just wanted your congregation, your family, your people to just understand, to know the connection that me
connection.
And that is not something that, I'm some gentleman that, you know, you just met or didn't barely know, but we go back, we got history, and you know my performance.
We go way back
like
old Cadillac.
You know, I'm a zero tolerance person, but I'm strictly business, and I'm going to tell it like it
is.
So just like I did at Danfo, I told him like it is. I went to the president and told him like it was. If I tell you a lie, I'm telling you in your face.
Oh, y'all.
So,
they didn't pay this man. Told him he was going to call the police on him. He said, call him. See, when you know you're right, you're right. When you know you're right, you're right. You know.
That's right.
So, brother, you know, you had said that you could talk about some opportunities because if we don't get on the bottom, on the ground floor and start taking care, like you said, be proactive in our own neighborhood, then, you know, we can't wait on them to do it. I don't see nobody spraying nothing nowhere in my neighborhood.
Amen.
Yeah. So the opportunity that I have and the model of my business, I sat down just yesterday at a meeting, and I got two companies that's really interested in my model because my model is unique. And they see that I got a venture capitalist that was interested in the business of the model of my business. So what I'm doing is I'm taking other people like yourselves that's on this call, this podcast, and I'm reaching out and I'm going to all different states that I want to help people put them in business for yourself. So it's not like you working for me. You're working for yourself. What you're going to get from me is the equipment, the knowledge, the skills, the consultation, that the consulting that you need for you to excel and expand the business. I have different major corporations that I'm dealing with that I'm trying to get national accounts in different parts of the state. That I'm, of course, I'm not there in all them states, but depending on what state that you're in, if you're interested in doing the business, I can show you how to do the business, get into the business. Right now, that a lot of churches that I know, someone from Alabama, this man runs from Alabama, Atlanta, and Tennessee. That's all he does is mega churches, and he has a lot of them. He's in that network to where he's spraying a lot of churches. And this business, just as if you don't mind me sharing this, Bishop, but this business that I created was something that it was God sent, because it wasn't nothing that I was looking to do for me providing this business. It just, this business turned into an opportunity because of the pandemic, what's going on. And I had a couple people call me about one of my good friends. Matter of fact, sister, you know who he is, Curtis Parker. Remember Curtis Parker?
Yes, I remember Curtis.
Okay, Curtis in Alabama. I mean, I'm sorry, Curtis is in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm sorry, Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So Curtis, he's still doing janitorial. He got three YMCAs that he does up in Cleveland. So Curtis called me one day as I was driving from Vegas down to California to visit my mom back in Sac. So Curtis called me one day and just said, hey, Calvin, has anybody even noticed? I know you would notice, hey, I got three gyms that I need to spray. What solution do you think I should use? So I told him, I said, well, a lot of people are using Wind Factor. That's what I told him, Wind Factor. So I said, but I got some other stuff that you can use, but we didn't go into detail about it. I said, well, you didn't use that. So anyway, so once I hung up with him, an hour later, I get another call out of Texas. And my other guys call me and say, Calvin, you ain't going to believe this. And I just left out of this company. And they had solutions that they was cleaning with the aerospace, that they was cleaning the spaceships with. And this thing is so good. So anyway, they gave me some information. They very proprietary because they're not open on the open market. So anyway, when
right.
I did a lot of due diligence and did a lot of research, I took a flight out there immediately to Texas. So I went because I'm one of the type of people I like to see. So I took a flight out there immediately, and the meeting was history after that. I mean, everything worked beautifully. So,
amen.
Just to say from that, that's what drives me into this business. And I've seen opportunities like, man, like, you know what? It's a need. California shutting down, all these different states shutting down, but I know California is getting ready to make that a mandate that every business open up have to be sprayed. And that's going to be a national
mm-hmm.
mandate. So the business is there. The demand is there. It's just a matter now just doing the footwork, putting all your allies together, and getting out there and making it happen. So after I got the sitting back and I'm thinking of a way, man, how can I? Because I'm very creative anyway. But I said, oh, wow, let me see, what can I do? So now I came up with a model, came up with a business plan, and here we go, I'm in business. And my business is going well. I got a major contract I'm working on right now with another client. I can't say their name right now, but I got a major contract working with them, and they nationwide. So they
Amen.
Just needed me to add some other policies to my master policy that they wanted me to add $1.2 million here and $1.2 million there on this other problem on my master policy that they wanted. But I agreed today to go ahead and do that. So I'm going to be wrapping that up sometime next week. But the thing of it is to say is that I can help you in business to work for yourself by doing this business, because it's business there. I can't be everywhere. And, you know, only thing
Amen.
I do is I train you, I teach you, supply you the supplies, give you the equipment, because I'm a distributor with the equipment. I'm a distributor with the product. I got exclusive distributorship with them. So all our products are proprietary. So, you know,
all
so
right.
Everything, I'm a one shot. Okay, so, but the thing of it is that I'm looking to expand. I want to help people go into business and work for themselves, and this is an opportunity that you can work for yourself, and because it is a good business. I went away from the janitorial side because I like the disinfecting and deodorizing because I'm not on a 30-day net. Only time you get on a 30-day net if you have a management company. Like I have a property management company, they're on a 30-day net. But most of the times I'm in and out when it comes down to residentials or Airbnb or commercial, they pay you right then. Once you finish the job, they pay you. And what makes my model so different is from everybody else is because I'm doing APT testing. And in order for you to understand what APT testing is, contamination level testing, you need to watch the video that she has on the wall, and then you get a better sense, because I'm visual. So you get a better sense of what the business is and what we do and how we do it. So because it explains everything to you in that video. And it's professional.
Amen.
Video. It's not some homemade video, because that's why I had it professionally done. It's not no homemade video. You're seeing Calvin up in there. Calvin didn't want to be nowhere in there, but you see professionals of what they do in there, orchestrating and explaining everything in detail of what the business is made of and what we do and what the product that you're using. So my thing when I was told Bishop, I said, well, Bishop, you know, I'm looking to take this thing beyond me. I'm looking to expand this thing to help other people help themselves where they can create a business. It's just like the janitorial. And when I look at the model of JanPro, when I went in and bought JanPro, I didn't know nothing about janitorial, nothing. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. And sister, remember the first day I walked in there, I drove up, and she noticed I bought that contract that same day. I bought the biggest contract, $200,000 contract they had the same day. I said, listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bank and bring your cashier's check.
Sure did. I slid that check.
Okay. So what I'm saying is use that as an opportunity here that we can really take advantage of, not – unfortunately, it became our teeth. Sometimes God works in a lot of strange ways. You know, he could take something that everything is always so good, you think it's so bad, it'd be for the good. There's a reason for it. And it's the same thing I look at with this business of this pandemic. It turned into a business. A lot of people have been going into business. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing that's very unique that I did today. Facebook just sent me saying that they're looking at accepting my business. Facebook right now, this is going out to everybody. What I do is I send the link to Bishop, and Bishop can put this on their wall. If anybody that's out there is looking for a business model, Facebook is doing minority, black minority businesses. They're giving away $100 million to all black minority businesses. It expires. The gap closes on August the 31st. I already got my acceptance back from Facebook already. They looked at my profile. They looked at, plus I'm on Facebook. I got a business Facebook page, and I got a business LinkedIn page, business page as well. But the thing about it is Facebook is giving minority business money for their business to help them start a business. They ask you, how would you contribute back to your community? My answer was to help provide and put other people to work, to give other people jobs. In this season that we're in. I use the word season that we're in. Spiritual. So I had to put a little spiritual in. So the season that we're in is to help other people give back, pay it back forward. And that's what it's all about, is paying back forward. So
amen.
The thing of it is that the opportunity is there, and my job is, like I said, is beyond me, beyond Calvin, because Calvin can just do the few states he does and be good, but I want to go beyond that. I want to help other people help themselves and other people put other people back to work. Because there's a lot of things out there. This disinfecting business, imagine it, because a lot of people don't understand the broad of it. You can do restaurants. You can do apartment buildings. You can do commercial buildings. You can do hospitals. You can do clinics. You can do transportation company. Like right now, I'm trying to get a contract in Las Vegas with a transportation company called RTC. It's a disability transportation company that provides transportation for disability people that's in wheelchairs that can't get to the grocery store on their own is a transit system for them. Well, I know for a fact they're not being properly sanitized properly, and they're not using the right product to protect their customers that they're picking up in them vans up with them trucks. So they're looking at my business right now in Las Vegas because the way I did the presentation to them, and because they're not doing it properly. So if this thing is so beyond us, it's so many different places you can go with disinfectant and deodorizing. It is more than just you just going to businesses. You can go anywhere. This is a demand that anybody and everybody on there. You can even spray cars. You can get with a car dealership. If you know people at a car dealership and you got connections, and you know, you could take this industry and spray cars, because I do cars as well. But I'm just saying, you could take this and spray even in the auto industry. You could take this business model anywhere and apply it in anything, because why is a demand for it now?
Amen. Well, Brother Calvin, I just want to thank you for coming and telling us about the electrolyzed water and about the humidifiers. And if people go to your website, they will, and the videos have been, a copy of your video, Apostle Zeta, one is on your wall, Prophetess Holloway is on your wall. I put copies on all the ministers' walls, so they're right there. And if you need it, if you need another copy for somebody else, or you want me to forward it to someone else, just let me know, and I'll be happy to do so. It is on my wall. It's been on my wall for 2 days now. So, but you can always look on my wall, and you can. I would like for everyone to pray about if you're a young person or you're somebody that you you're out of work now, and you might want to think about going to work for yourself, because a lot of people lost their jobs, and a lot of us lost our jobs. So you might want to pray about this opportunity, and it might be an opportunity that you want to consider. But you can contact Brother Ball yourselves. And I just want to thank you for coming on and telling us more about this disinfecting, because I didn't realize, we just don't realize. We think that we're, as long as we've got our Clorox or our Lysol and we're swiping and wiping, that we're doing okay, but we still run the risk of being infected. And people that, we don't hear that on the 6 o'clock news. So
no,
I want
to
thank you.
You're not going to hear it on the 6 o'clock news in that way, in a layman way, because of the fact, a lot of times, the news media, they like chaos, and that,
what
that
is it
when
now?
People hear
guys,
the same
we
thing.
We're going to take a walk.
Did she say
go
something?
Ahead, Brother Calvin. No,
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Oh.
She was talking.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so,
go ahead and finish
your
statement.
Yeah, so in the local news, they're not going to put it layman terms. They're going to keep everybody in chaos, and that, then they have you in fear, they like people in fear, and that's how the devil works. So we got to stay focused and being more thoughtful of what we're doing, your surroundings, what you're doing, or protecting yourself. But a lot of that stuff that we think that we're protecting ourselves, you're protecting yourself in one way, but you're not truly protecting yourself. But it is cautionary. It's like I look at people right now. Some people don't, they come in the store and the store say, wear a mask. These people walk in there anyway without a mask. So you just got some people like that. They don't care what they say. They got the freedom of speech and they got the freedom of right, and they feel that they, I'm not turning, I'm going in without my mask. So, but that's just the chances that we take in life. But that's why being precautious.
We have to protect ourselves.
You have to protect yourself. If you don't protect yourself, do believe me, ain't nobody else going to do it.
Amen.
And that's just the way it is.
Well, I want to thank
anybody,
you, Brother Calvin.
Let me just say this one thing. So on my website again, because I know my website, it sounds like it has an E in it, but my domain is without an E. So once again, it's Ball, B-A-L-L, X is in X-ray, P is in Paul, R is in Rooster, E is in Edward, SS.com, BallXPress.com. And when you go to my site, you can reach me through the site. it asks you on the site, it says if you want a quote, you can just put all your information on the quote line, and it automatically come back. The server will automatically alert me on the back end. If you have any questions or information, make sure you leave your name, your phone number, and you can leave your address if you choose to, but your name and your phone number, and once I get that, I will check it, and I will call you and make contact with you if you choose to ask me any questions or you need to know any questions. But again, I just want to make sure that I'm clear, because when we say humidifiers, they do have two types. In order for you to use the electrolyzed water, you have to have the cool one. You can't use the warm one, because if you use the warm one, because it's salt water, it's acid, what happens is the warm water will dissolve the acid. It will
okay.
break it down. So that's why you want to make sure that it's the humidifier, it's the cool one. And I do have portable ones that I sent you videos that you can use in the car and restaurant.
Yes, you did.
So I don't know if you show. Yeah, I don't know if you posted that
it.
Or not, but they can do. Okay.
I can.
So
post
that way
it.
They have an idea. Yeah, that way they can have an idea of what I'm talking about. It's a portable one, and I've been selling some to a lot of Uber drivers, the little portable ones now. They're starting to buy them to put in their cars for transportation. But the thing of it is that that's how you can reach me, and I could give you a phone number as well. My direct number is 916 area code 801-7897. Once again, it's 916-801-7897. And my name is Calvin Ball.
Amen.
If you want to email me,
hallelujah.
Let me just give you the email. If you want to email me, you can email me at Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, at Ball, B-A-L-L, X is in X-ray, P is in Paul, R is in Rooster, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, S is in Sam.com. So Calvin at BallXPress.com.
Amen. Well, Brother Calvin, we want to thank you for coming out and sharing this information about the electrolyzed water and the humidifiers. Everybody go out to his website and check him out. Check out what he does, because it's quite interesting. I spent yesterday just watching his videos and seeing what they do, and I had no idea. So we want to thank you, Brother Calvin, for coming on. I want to thank all the staff that's here, Mother Mitchell, Prophetess and Apostle Holloway, Apostle Zeta, Evangelist Michelle, all of the staff that's here. I want to thank all of you for listening in. I want to thank all of our regular listeners, all of you that's in the chat rooms, those of you that connected via Skype. We just want to thank all of you for listening, and we pray that you take this information so that you can better protect your homes, protect your cars, just protect yourself. Because, like I said, if we're not proactive, if we don't do it for ourselves, nobody else will. So this has been Bishop Shalene Cook for a very special Every Man Standing in His Place. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed weekend. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household, from your house to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you all.
Hey, Bishop Cook.